It's the podcast.
Why do you do that at the beginning of the podcast?
Because it's fun. You want it to feel special.
Bubba feels that
if you're going to do a podcast, you got to have a theme.
He thinks he has to have some sort of an introduction score.
It should. It should.
We're doing the podcast this
Radio
week
Row from here in the Super Bowl,
New York City, and we have been we spent a few days in New York City, which is really a god awful city.
What? I love it here, man. If I didn't have kids, I would totally live here.
And talking about, I got to tell you, I thought us. I don't know that we'll come back and do the Super Bowl thing again. I think it's cool to be involved with the idea of it, but like the guests really aren't our show.
Yeah, like we thought
we aren't a sports show.
We thought we were going to get a bunch of like current players, like, you know, like who's going to be dropping by? Oh wait, there's Brad Pitt, you know, and that kind of stuff. That never never materialized.
Yeah, but I don't want to paint it as something bad because it was fine.
It's really cool.
It just wasn't really what our thing was.
There's no Angelina Jolie. There's no Jennifer Aniston. There's no.
And you know what's sad the is those people are all there, but they're not talking to you. They're talking to ESPN on TV. That's what.
No, because ESPN literally is eight feet from us.
ESPN doesn't get them either, dude.
I've been watching it. Right I saw Jerry Seinfeld this week. I saw like they have actually had some.
We had Dr. Oz.
You had Dr. Oz. That was really
cool.
Dr. Oz was very cool. He actually wants to become a recurring guest on the show, which is
I hope that
really
wasn't just one of those things people say where they're just
totally
come on your show again.
She gave me her card. She said, here, you got the number. Go ahead and call me. We'd love to be back on and become a recurring guest. I'm like, wow, that's cool.
We also got to meet some of the people who work with our company. We partnered with a company called Compass. It's run by Peter Kosan. Peter used to run Westwood One, which is another – you probably have heard of it. It's another radio network years ago. And he started this other company called Compass, and we signed into an agreement with them, a partnership with them. And so we got to meet a lot of the staff that we don't normally get to see. And that's really cool.
Because they're all based out of New York City. So.
Yeah, or in L.A. But
we got to go to dinner. That was fun. We had a good dinner last night. Big D was fiending on the cheese, the Parmesan cheese, like the real deal Parmesan from Parma, Italy. And he's like, oh, this is the greatest
Is there
thing
really
ever.
A Parma, Italy? And that's where they came? Get it?
Yeah. I'm going to go, speaking of football, my whole plan is I'm going to Italy and I'm going to watch a Parma Panthers game. There's American football played in Italy, and they even have an Italian Super Bowl. And there was a book that...
How do you know all that?
Like, because I read it. It was a John Grisham book called Playing for Pizza.
Oh, we interviewed
American
him
players.
About that.
Yeah, it's about American players that go to Italy because they can't make it in the bigs here, so they go over there, and they're like, you know, each team in that league is allowed two Americans. And it's usually a quarterback and a running back or something.
So it's something that's like... They eat Parmesan cheese?
Well, they make it there. They make.
Well, can't they make Parmesan cheese anywhere?
Yeah, but where do you want
they
your
named
Parmesan
the whole city
cheese?
After
you want it from Cleveland or Parma, Italy?
No, they named the
Italy?
Cheese after, the,
after
city.
The city.
Yes, the cheese is from the city.
I'm stupid.
Anyway, it's amazing. So that's my whole thing is I want to do that. And that's what you were having last night was the real deal Parmesan cheese from Parma. And pretty awesome.
Mary is with us. Mary, it works with... Compass, the Compass Media.
You have to be honest with us. Pull the microphone up right in front of your mouth there or else it won't work. You have to be honest with us. Are we okay?
You guys are great.
I mean, Mary's a little bit low. Can we turn Mary up?
Yeah. You didn't know what to expect.
I didn't know what to expect, and you guys were wonderful.
I mean,
wonderful.
Are we the first country boys you've ever met?
Yes.
Really?
I'm from Connecticut.
Good answer.
They have woods in Connecticut.
I'm from 45 minutes outside the city of Connecticut.
Are we the most overweight people you've seen this week?
No.
Seriously?
Really?
Can I ask you a question without hurting
that
your
is
feelings?
A lie. No, let me tell you something. That's how you know who the tourists are in New York. You look for the fat people. You go, tourists, 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 tourists.
Yeah. You know, listen, when I was in Frankfurt, Germany 5 years ago, and I was there for about 5 days before I realized I had not seen one fat. I was the fattest person in a city of 10 million people.
Everywhere, people walk everywhere here, so, you know, they're thinner.
You guys are just big guys.
You see how she, women always slant it so
sweetly. I swear,
if
you say big bone.
No.
I actually have big bones.
I think we all have the same size bones,
like,
right?
Like, did Dr. Oz tell you that you had big bones?
I think I have big bones, man.
You have the same size bones as me.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do, because you're a human. Usually.
Okay, can people have longer bones than others?
Yeah, but they're not bigger.
Well, then
are
why
they?
Wouldn't the circumference and the diameter and everything?
There would be a difference.
If there is a difference,
it's
there.
You just have a belly. That has nothing to do with you have big bones.
Yes.
You just eat bad and don't exercise.
And I have big bones.
You know what else, Mary? Bubba and I, we shared the same room. Hotel room.
I couldn't believe that.
We haven't done that since.
Did you guys get a king bed or?
Yeah. Well, at first it was a king bed. We had to switch. And they got us two
head
doubles.
To toe?
No. Oh. We spooned.
No. I was going to put a big like,
brothers
pillow.
Brothers don't head to toe. Brothers spoon. No, we had two beds, two different beds.
All right. Well, that's good. So what happened at 3 in the morning?
3 in the morning. I have earplugs.
Yeah, he put in like those little foam earplugs you put in like if you're at the gun range.
You roll them up.
Oh, yeah,
they squish down.
You guys
stick
go to
them
gun
inside
range
your,
in Connecticut.
You stick them inside your ear canal, and then they expand.
Yeah.
And so through that, I can't hear him snore. He's a horrible snorer. I can't hear him snore, but I can hear this at 3 o'clock in the morning.
R2!
Yeah, just wait. Just let it go for a little bit.
I love that's my favorite part is Dee's voice on that recording. You sound this sad. It's this mixture of sad and angry and tired and just.
Wait, what is that?
It's Luke.
Exactly. What is that? That's a good question.
It's Luke Skywalker from Star Wars, or actually from Empire Strikes Back, going R2.
Is that your ring?
It's his alarm.
Yes, it's my alarm.
He set his alarm for 3 flipping in the morning.
Well, I didn't want to be late for the broadcast.
Oh, what's fascinating is he just sleeps right through it.
Doesn't even wake up. He doesn't even have earplugs in. I do, and I still hear it.
People who have obnoxious alarms are always like that. They sleep through them.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone else has to hear it.
That's exactly
right. Well, good. That's when everybody else needs to wake me up, and I won't sleep through it.
I'm sure the people in each room next to us were like, are they filming that new Star Wars movie? Are they doing that right now?
You know, I do want to say something. Big D's over here going, oh, Bubba snores, whatever. Could you hear me snoring on your little clip right there?
Nope.
I wasn't snoring.
Nope.
Big D has this crazy snore. Mine may be loud and whatever and rhythmic and all, but at least it's loud and rhythmic. You know, very regular.
So imitate him.
Big D's is silence. Okay, watch. Here we go.
Oh, like
out of nowhere, and then he's quiet
like he
again.
He stopped breathing almost.
Like he swallowed his tongue. Like you go, what the hell just happened? It woke me up several times because I was scared. I thought that a freaking lion escaped the zoo and was coming to eat me in my sleep.
Have you guys ever shared a hotel room before?
Once, in 2001 after 9/11 because we had to, you know. But this never again. Never.
It really wasn't that bad.
You just complained about me being in my – I cannot stand being, like, indoors with pants on.
Yeah, that's a – wouldn't you tell someone that? Wouldn't you tell someone that before you go, you know,
like when I'm at
share
home,
a room?
When I'm at home, I wear shorts or whatever, but I didn't bring shorts on this trip. I just had my boxers, so I just...
We got in the second day, or the first night, or first day.
I pull out my steamer.
Yeah, first off, he steams everything. Yes.
What are you
like
steaming?
A steamer. Like, instead of ironing, I have a little steamer.
Bubba doesn't have clothes that are worth steaming. Bubba's steaming t-shirts.
He steamed those jeans he's wearing. See that t-shirt? He steamed it.
I did.
See that jacket? He steamed it. I'm not kidding
I hate wrinkles. What?
He goes
That's
in.
That's not I don't even steamable, no. The jacket.
I'm just telling
you. Did it start burning?
No. But here's the thing. I don't mind wrinkles as long as I've earned them. Like if I sit somewhere and something gets wrinkled, I'm cool with it. But if I get a shirt out of my closet and it's got a wrinkle, I put it back if I don't have time. It doesn't travel with me. It doesn't go anywhere. But like whenever I get out and I unpack my bags, I steam everything, put it up in the little hanger at the hotel in the closet, and I'm done.
I would not have predicted any of this.
Oh, you don't even know. He goes in.
First
thing he does,
spot.
We go in. We finish up the tapings and stuff, the Super Bowl stuff. We go up to the room. We have to do a dinner thing, like, in a few hours. We go up to the room. I'm charging my phone. I look over, and he's dropping trowel.
And
just taking his pants off and pulling his steamer out.
Wait. When you say taking his pants off and pulling his steamer out, that has a whole different connotation that you
and then I
he
made
might
it uncomfortable.
Not be prepared for.
Then I made it uncomfortable because I was like, dude, why can't I grow hair on this muscle?
Yeah, he's got that's what he tells me. He has a muscle
I've got a
down
muscle on the front of my shin that, you know, that little muscle that runs on the front of I can't grow hair there on either leg. I'm like, why so can't
I'm
I grow?
I'm looking at his hairless
bald
muscle in his boxers while he's pulling his steamer out.
And then on top of that, he's showing you, Big D, the hairless wonder.
I was
a part of his body
like,
without hair on it. Like, you're going to be able to give him some advice.
I don't have any that you have more. I don't have any hair.
Mary, you've never met Big D before yesterday. Look at him right now. Does it look like he doesn't have eyebrows?
You know what? I don't like you. You know, first off.
Do you want me to pencil some in?
No, we tried that. We tried that.
Hey, show your legs. Pull your pull your pants up a little bit.
Let me see.
Oh, good. He's wearing.
I don't have hair.
There you go. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's like those little dogs from Egypt.
It's like I'm Asian. I don't have any.
Wow.
Yeah.
D is Thai, and nobody knows it.
Say what every other girl goes, oh, you're so lucky.
You don't have to shave.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm a dude, so I look like I shave.
Do you have chest hair?
Look, I got that much.
Okay.
No.
A little bit.
Yeah, it looks like I just started the change of life.
Wow. You're transitioning?
See, the best part is I misdirected this whole thing away from me and my snoring to you.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well done.
You. Yeah.
Well played,
sir. I understand that women don't like men who are super, super hairy.
Unless they're
like
Superman.
With a hair that sticks through shirts.
No, that's wrong because something happened when that new Superman movie came out. All of a sudden, that was hot again. I was online, and that's all ladies were talking. Oh, his chest is so awesome. Remember how Superman in the new movie was walking around without his shirt on after the fire, and he's all furry-chested, looking like Magnum P.I. on steroids? They were all about it this summer. I don't know if it's still going on, but... Like,
I don't mind it.
Did you mind it before, or have you ever...
No.
Now, here's a problem.
Do you like your guys hairy? Medium
my
or Big D?
Italian and Syrian, so he's pretty hairy.
Okay.
Oh, that's just grotesque. I can just imagine.
His back hairy and everything?
Just find hair everywhere, don't
he's
you?
He's not hairy in places he's not supposed to be hairy.
But he's really hairy in the places where it's supposed to be?
Yes.
Would you guys rather be really hairy in the places you're supposed to be or hairy in even places that you shouldn't be?
I would go really hairy in places you're supposed to be, because then you look very manly. You know, if you have, yeah.
That's gross.
This is a very unusual conversation to be
what?
Having.
You grow a nice beard.
No, that beard that. That beard took, really,
Stop.
That's about 6 years of...
No, it's not.
No.
It's two.
No, it is it was, six.
No, it was, no, it wasn't. It was 2 years.
No, it was 2 years until it filled. But, like, you filled it in over the...
No, that doesn't count. Two years. I'm not
it took
going
him two
with
years
six years.
It took him 2 years
Please
to grow.
Please don't tell people you tell
no.
people that it took
I,
me six
I'm telling
years
you,
to
this
grow.
Is the first time I've ever had this conversation. It took Big D 2 years to get that goatee. Really. Then... It was another. It's been 6 years, and that's as full as it has gotten in 6 years.
Yeah, she doesn't trim it. Like, every now and then, he'll have to shape, like, he'll get one part that grows a little off, but it just stops growing like that. That's just what his goatee looks like naturally.
I think what it is, honestly, is that because he doesn't have hair on his legs, he wanted to show that he could grow hair. Once he got that, he will never shave this off.
Does your wife mind?
No, she likes it now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was weird at first, you know, because it's different. But she likes it now. But it mans me up a little bit.
Yeah.
It does man you up.
Otherwise, seriously,
you
I look like
you're...
a big, fat 14-year-old. I have a big, doughy, white... Not only am I fat, but I have real pale skin, and I get these red splotches on my cheeks. Like... It's awful.
It's awful.
You look like the In-N-Out Burger, Bob's Big Boy. That's what you look like. You look like a big overgrown cartoon baby.
Look at my hand. You know what you notice? You can see every pore that God gave me.
Yeah.
All my pores are huge. Enormous. And I have no hair to hide it.
You look young, though. You look good.
I look like a mess.
No.
You need moisturizer. No, your hands
that's
are...
Yeah, you need moisturizer.
You need moisturizer.
I need hair. If I had hair, you wouldn't be able to see my pores, and you wouldn't be able to tell that I need lotion. It would hide it all.
Do you have lotion?
Let me help you.
I bet your husband, I bet your hairy Syrian, I bet he doesn't need moisturizer.
He's so manly, he doesn't need moisturizer.
See what I mean? You hear her? That was the truth. That was the primal woman. Women want a dude who is a dude. They don't want pasty-faced, red-cheeked fat boy.
Let's say
they want a guy who's hairy and a man. A man who farts and... They want a man who burps.
Oh, her
man.
It's funny
because
those were all the things my ex-wife complained about. So I don't know that that's 100% true.
What is?
Oh, that's
what is
a
that
lip
egg.
Stuff?
Yeah, it's a lip.
It's a little
stuff.
Egg that you put up. You do your thing. Can I put that on my hands too?
That's
I know you just put it. I'm just kidding. I'm you put that on your lips, and I put it in my hand, and you throw it away.
I don't have my lotion in here.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
Well, all right. I guess can we wrap up episode 2? Are we about done?
Yeah, I really gotta go pee again.
Hold on a minute. I want to.
We went.
How many? You have stopped to go pee today.
I have. Seriously, within a 2.5 hour period, I have peed 8 times.
What did you do?
I'm drinking tons of water because my skin is. I'm dry.
It's the same moisturize.
Oh,
my lips are.
Obviously, the water isn't helping.
Well, I'm
starting to wonder if you're pregnant because that's like the 9th time you said you had to go pee.
Wait a minute. Are you using the little? What you call
hand
it? The
sanitizer?
Little hand sanitizers. Are you using that a lot? Because that'll dry you out.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
It's freezing and dry here. That's where your hands are dry.
Another guy, Rob, who works with us, just sit down. We sat down with
wrong way, bud.
Rob, your microphone's in the back of your head that way. Robert, he met us at the lobby, and he'd never met us before. And I said, well, you'll know us because we'll be the only ones in camo. And so we were easy to find. And then he went to tell me how much he is really starting to like country music. He really likes that guy, Keith McGraw. He's a big fan of Keith McGraw.
Keith McGraw is one of my favorites, too.
And tell us one of the songs that Keith McGraw sang from.
Oh, man, I don't know where to start. It's hard to choose my favorite.
Yeah.
Not so many.
Yeah. Do you like that?
Jason Bryan and Luke Aldean, those dudes
those
are awesome.
Oh, yeah. Solid. Solid.
Yeah.
Got some
he's
barbecue.
The best. He's number one.
Yeah.
They don't make him like they used to with Garth Strait. He was the best.
Do you like Garth Strait?
He really, gosh.
You saw him. His name was George Strait.
Oh, look at you.
Robert.
Wow.
Hey, Rob. Rob, name 5 country songs.
Oh, no. And go.
Go.
Songs, go.
Oh, no. Oh, this is going to be tough. Come on, give me some hints here.
Country.
Okay, how about this?
He has not named one.
Complete the song title. Live Like You Were.
How about
country.
Live Like You Were Country. Yes,
yeah,
that's good.
Okay,
that's good.
Yeah.
Friends in Low.
Please.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. What's your background, man? You didn't grow up in Cookeville, Tennessee like I did you?
No. I grew up in Armonk, New York, right near the office, Westchester. Yeah. So all the kids listen to
turn his mic
rap.
Up.
I can't turn him up.
Pull the mic closer to you.
I don't know if this is going to work.
So I grew up listening to good old hip-hop music.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's good for you kids to listen to.
Yeah.
Really good, wholesome music.
They love that.
That's great. And then when your child is rebellious and, you know, has a pierced ear and their hat turned sideways.
What's wrong with that?
Blame it on the rappers.
Yeah. Yeah. Blame it on the rappers.
And what'd you listen to, Mary?
I listen to everything.
Like Garth Strait.
Yeah, I love Dolly Swift.
I like you guys. We're like brothers from another mother.
What's great
I think that I could be your new female sidekick.
What's great is you can show us places like Italy,
uh-huh.
And we can show you stuff like country music.
Rob and I will come visit, and you can teach us
okay
some good things about country music.
Yeah, we could do that.
How was Becco last night?
Becco was good. We went to this Italian place. We're going back.
Did you know Parmesan cheese comes from a city named Parma
in Italy?
Didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that, and I have more Parmesan cheese than you could ever imagine.
That stuff last night was
good. They also
make
amazing prosciutto.
Ah, that's another one of my favorites.
That's where it comes from.
Huh.
It's in the book that I read.
John
Grisham.
Yeah,
what book?
John Grisham's Playing for Pizza. It's a great book. When it's done, you want to go there. You want to go there to visit, and you want to eat. That's the two things the book accomplishes.
I studied abroad in Italy and gained like 100 pounds. So,
what did you weigh before 5?
Yeah, I was going to say I haven't even seen Mary, and I know that's not true.
All right, we're done.
Are we
episode
done?
2 in the books.
We're done, Patrick. Thank you.
Patrick,
I was
going
to try to keep.
Here.
I really wanted to stretch it out until DP'd on himself, but I guess we can.
We got to wrap this sucker up before I have to wrap it up.
Hey, you got a Gatorade bottle right there.
Yeah.
Do it like we do in the airplane. When we're flying across the country, it's like, hey, can you take the controls for a minute?
And turn your head.
And don't look. Yeah, wow. I mean, it's not like you can pull over and go to a gas station.
We've never done that. But
never.
It's a good story. It's a good story that's never happened.
Yeah. And those gel packs that you pee into, we've never used those either.
No, ever.
What is that?
Oh, you pee into it and it turns into gel. It's got
like
a powder.
Like a diaper.
Yes, like a diaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have those man diapers now.
Yeah.
Seen those?
Yeah, I swear if either one of you ever puts on a man diaper, I will use that
as blackmail. Wait, but you buy a gel pack?
Yeah.
And you pee into a bag, and the bag, it turns into gel, and then you
and it doesn't spill.
Can't spill it.
You could just buy them somewhere?
Yeah.
What are they meant for?
You seem unhealthily curious about this.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
You have bladder issues, Murray?
Yeah, because like depends. Because a buddy
love
of ours
to pee in a bag.
We have a buddy of ours. I'm trying to wrap this up, but like this is a great story. A buddy of ours also is a pilot, and he wore Depends one time. He was like, "Yeah, I had this crazy trip I had to go, and I was having problems where I had to pee a lot, like Big D." And he's like, "I put on Depends." He goes, "So I'm thinking everything's fine. I can just relieve myself, you know, mid-flight." The problem is, it's for trickling. It isn't for real. It isn't for a full evacuation of the urine. So he's flying across the country, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm good to go. I'm just peeing on myself." He's like, I didn't realize it leaked all over. Here he is in this beautiful, you know, Citation. He's got a $15 million jet. He just peed all over. Yeah. Anyway. Wow.
Hey, can I tell you, in all the years that I've known Bubba, I've never heard him say trickling. It was the first time. All right, podcast is done. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
And Bubba wants to now do his ceremonial bugle horn to conclude.
It's over.
Good stuff.